why in Northern Ireland do we have three airports? We should only have one, which we invest all our public money into to make sure it's properly connected. For example, you know, why don't we have a rail link to Belfast International Airport? That's where the money should go. And I'm not only calling for City of Derry to close, but also I think Belfast City should not be operational. There's no point having two airports.
Well, maybe we should all move to Belfast. That's, you're talking about centralisation there. We might as well just move to, I mean, and in the Republic, we'll all shift ourselves to Dublin and sit around that airport.
Absolutely opposite of what I'm arguing for. I'm arguing for proper infrastructure investment so that we have proper roads. So the A6, the A5, the A26, the A2 are all fully brought up to dual carriageways, which is what they should be, because that allows access to all sorts of services for everybody, not just people wanting to use an airport. And it is about the Northwest. Although I'm making these comments as the spokesperson for the Conservative Party in Northern Ireland, I'm also a councillor in Causeway Coast and Glensborough Council. I want us, Causeway Coast and Glensborough Council, I want Derry and Strabane, I want Donegal, I want Sligo, I want us all working together, because there's always, it's happened over centuries and it always will happen. There's always a drag towards the centre of population.
Yeah, but the problem, but Councillor, the truth is this, right? You know, we live in rural Ireland. We have very little facilities. That's true. For some of us, it would be difficult travelling to Belfast to Dublin. We're blessed with airports, the likes of Knock and the likes of Derry, where we can access places from reasonably close to our homes. It shifts quite a lot of people, a couple of hundred thousand, up to 300,000 at one point. The amount of money that's going into it, if you look at the Northern Ireland budget, the infrastructural budget, it's pittance. So why, as you say yourself, why are you focusing on our lovely airport?
It certainly is a lovely airport, and there are great people that work there. It's about, the problem with politics in Northern Ireland is that the difficult issues are never dealt with. And this is a difficult issue. I'm not the only person who thinks this. You know, let's be real about this. It's just that I'm looking at it on the basis of the whole of Northern Ireland. I want to have a fully functional regional international airport in Belfast International. I want to have great rail links. I want to have fantastic road links to that airport. And
yes, but let me put it to you, Councillor, sorry if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
There is a general consensus, and I'm sure it's provable, that most of the investment goes into the east versus the west. If you're looking to attract business, if you're looking to develop a city, if you're looking to invigorate an area, an airport is a vital aspect of that. You can look at the bottom line and you can say, there's an airport, there's the amount of people, there's the money goes into it. But it doesn't take into consideration the wider benefits it can have. I mean, we're not looking at the return, you're only looking at the spend. And is that not a very blinkered and narrowed and unfair way of looking at something?
No, I think we have to be realistic. City of Derry has never lived up to the expectations. I was very keen on the idea of an airport where it is at the minute when it was first developed, but it just doesn't work. And the reason for that is just numbers. You know, you say up to 300,000 used it. Well, you know, last year, the Civil Aviation Authority figures show that rolling year on year to February, passengers' numbers fell by 30%.
Mm. And well, That's because of Brexit.
That's Brexit.
It is. Oh, that's why. That's one of the motivations for Ryanair for withdrawing.
No, you can't believe that. That is just flannel. The reason he shifted from City of Derry was it wasn't making money. If he was making money out of it, why on earth? What difference would Brexit make? Absolute nonsense. No, Ryanair has their own. I mean, he has his own particular viewpoint. Why is he continually investing in the rest of the UK?
Well, he's not. Well, okay.
He is.
His flights in Scotland have been affected as well. So, let's bring
They've actually expanded. He's moved his hub from Glasgow to Edinburgh, but they have actually expanded their operations. They're expanding in England. Right. So I mean, it's well known that I believe in Brexit. I think it'll bring benefits on both sides of the border.
Right, well, I'm going to get you back on for that one. Stay there a second. I was looking for someone. Hold on a sec. Councillor Eric McGinley, it's a serious issue, so I don't want to make light of it. Councillor McGinley, your reaction, Eric McGinley, your reaction to Councillor Harding's input into this issue?
Yeah, well, it's fairly ill-informed and very, very blinkered. It's very short-sighted as well. David just seems to ignore the historical lack of investment in the transport infrastructure in this part of Ireland, which obviously includes Donegal. And at this minute in time, the city of Derry Airport provides a very valuable link for hundreds of thousands of people. So to just shut it, it just seems illogical in the first instance, and it just ignores the service that the airport has provided for many, many years.
Is there a good return for the tax spend on it, Eric?
Well, it's all relative, Greg, in one sense. I mean, this shouldn't just be narrowed down to profit and loss columns, but it seems to be part of the conservative ideology that if something doesn't make money, then it should be dispensed with. Oblivious to the service it actually provides on a daily, weekly and monthly basis.